Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eye a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a traveler's lodging place, that I might leave my people and go away from them, for they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men, and they bend their tongue, their bow of falsehood, and not for fidelity are they valiant in the land, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith Jehovah. Take ye heed every one of his friend, and confide not in any brother, for every brother only supplanteth, and every friend goeth about with slander. And they act deceitfully, every one with his neighbor, and speak not the truth. They teach their tongue to speak falsehood. They weary themselves with perverse dealing. Thy habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith Jehovah. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Behold, I will melt them, and try them. For how else could I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is a murderous arrow. It speaketh deceit. A man speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he layeth his ambush. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith Jehovah? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up weeping and wailing, and for the pastures of the wilderness a lamentation, for they are burnt up, so that none passeth through them, and the voice of the cattle is not heard. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts are fled, they are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heaps, a dwelling place of jackals, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation, without inhabitant. Who is a wise man that he may understand this, and he to whom the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken, that he may declare it? Why is the land perished, burnt up like a wilderness, so that none passeth through? And Jehovah saith, Because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not hearkened unto my voice, nor walked in it, but have walked after the stubbornness of their own heart, and after the Baals, as their fathers taught them. Therefore thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will feed this people with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink, and will scatter them among the nations, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Consider, and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the skillful women, that they may come, and let them make haste, and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears, and our eyelids pour forth waters. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled, sorely put to shame? For we have forsaken the land, and they have cast down our dwellings. Hear then the word of Jehovah, ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and each one her companion lamentation. For death is come up through our windows, is entered into our palaces, to cut off the children from the street, the young men from the broad ways. Speak, thus saith Jehovah, Yea, the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the reaper, and there shall be none to gather. Thus saith Jehovah, Let not the wise glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty glory in his might. Let not the rich glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am Jehovah, who exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Jehovah. Behold, days are coming, saith Jehovah, when I will visit all them that are circumcised with the uncircumcised, Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all that have the corners of their beard cut off, that dwell in the wilderness. For all the nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in heart.